Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The state's medical health director is Dr. Ngozi Ezike. Dr. Ezike, welcome back to WGN Radio. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. Happy to be with you.
I've just got a few things I want to make sure we accomplish in this. First, what's your general assessment of how the state is doing on COVID? Are the numbers still satisfactory to you?
We are still trending in the right direction. We are still seeing the low numbers in the hospital, low numbers of new cases. So we will just continue to watch. We're very excited for where we are, but we have to keep pushing. Even as the most highly vaccinated state in the Midwest, we know that the more people get vaccinated, the safer every single one of us, even those who've been vaccinated, will be.
Some of the major towns in Indiana are below 40% on their vaccination rates. As a health director, how do you explain that? What do you say about that?
No, I mean, we know what we have been through with this pandemic in terms of some of the misinformation, disinformation, some of the politicization. So all of that has contributed to some areas where there might be lower rates. We have areas in Illinois that are in the 30s in some certain smaller communities. So we absolutely need to continue pushing. Unfortunately, overcoming that misinformation is a significant uphill challenge, but maybe the incentive.
I know where you're going with this. I have one more question for you. Hey, listen, I called you to talk about the lottery too, but one last thing. When you saw the Cubs game against the Cardinals last weekend, 40,000 people at Wrigley Field, 7 of them were wearing masks. What was your thought about that scene? What did you think when you saw that?
No, I continue to, go out and see people just so excited to be in phase 5. And I think that phase 5 would probably be a little better if we saw a few more masks. I understand where people are, and I think I know the idea of celebrating and seeing that there's this transition, but we also, even if it kind of kills the high, we do have to remember that the pandemic is not completely over and that we shouldn't completely dissociate from our masks, and that the masks have done a great thing, saved millions of lives. And so, it may still be appropriate to use it, especially in maybe some significant mass gatherings or, crowded indoor settings.
She's not yelling at anybody. She's the good cop on this sort of thing. Wear the masks if you can, if you should. Okay, so the lottery, $10 million, 7 of it going to adults, $3 million going to scholarships for kids. Of the $7 million that the adults get, $3 million are million-dollar prizes, and the rest are $100,000 prizes. I like that you're spreading the money out that way, Doctor.
Right. No, more chances for people to take advantage of this great opportunity. So lots of drawings, lots of winners. Everybody should only be able to win once. So, and, include people who've already been vaccinated, that got vaccinated on the first day, all the way to people who get it done, now. So just really trying to, thank people who have done it and encourage people who have not, and make sure we just keep pushing those numbers. I know we're at the 70% that the president wanted to see for 18 plus, but we can keep going. And if we can get 75, 80, that's where we're headed.
The first drawing will be July 8th, $1 million winner for somebody 18 years or older, chosen throughout the state, and $350,000 scholarships. And then for the next 6 weeks, you guys will continue to have drawings through August 26th with more prizes later in the run, I guess to encourage more people to still get vaccinated. July 8th is the first drawing. When's the deadline by which I have to be vaccinated, Doctor?
Right. So, of course, if you get it in by July 1st, you'll have the opportunity to win all the prizes that are going to be drawn.
Right.
And so the longer you wait, you might miss some of the drawings. So you know, yeah, there'll be drawings in August. So if you decide to wait till August, but you've lost all the opportunities in July. So if you really want to increase your chances and be in there for every single drawing, get it done today.
I still think it's crazy that we have to do this, but I'm not going to fight you or anybody else on it because I think the ends justify the means. So let's just get there.
And if you win and want to turn it over and we'll give it to the next person,
I know.
We will take that too.
I know. I thought, and by the way, I could win just standing here, not doing a dang thing. I'm automatically registered, right? Somebody's got my name somewhere.
You already got vaccinated. Your name is in our registry. You are eligible. And because you know that you don't need the incentive to get the vaccine, you can happily defer the price and let us pick another name.
You are not going to get me to say that. What if, okay, doctor, if I got my vaccination at a Walgreens, a CVS, or at the United Center, all of those names go to the same place, right?
Yeah, that was very important that every single vaccine that was administered has to be registered and reported to the state. So it's all in our state registry system, the eye care system. So wherever you got it in the state of Illinois, so again, if you were in Wisconsin, Indiana, Missouri, and, you know, a neighboring state, we don't have the same registry system. We have a state registry system. So all of those done in the state of Illinois will be coming this way.
One last thing, doctor, but if an Illinoisan got it out of state, then they're not registered in Illinois for the lottery?
That's correct.
So is there any way around, is there a fix for those people on that? Can they yet sign up?
No, I mean, it's what we have in our database.
Yeah.
So if you're not in our database, we don't know anything about where your shot occurred.
Well, I'm anxious to hear who these people are. Good luck to everybody. And Dr. Ezeke, once again, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Always a pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend. And happy Juneteenth.
Yeah, happy Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day weekend to all of our listeners as well.